First weekend of fall, final weekend of September. In fact, it's probably time we should go ahead and get the Green Day guy queued up because September ends pretty quickly.
He's going to need to wake up. I'm already sad for crying out loud.
And it's a weekend.
It's the weekend of
day. There's a whole lot of everything for everybody. Let's find out what's weekend worthy. Of course, as we've talked about, it is the Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour coming to Alvarado today. This will be at Massey's Barbecue, kickstarting. I'll see you at 4 o'clock today. It's your choice. First 50 of you Hank fans. Do you want the ribs? Do you want nanner pudding?
Sweet? Savory?
Or do you want to be like me and try to work it and get both?
You need to put on your fake mustache.
We'll see what we can do
about
that.
Weird hat.
Mm-hmm. I do have aliases. Many know me by many things.
JB?
He knows. Plus State Fair of Texas tickets, too. That'll be on Parkway Drive today. Alvarado, 4 o'clock, Massey's Barbecue. Stops just keep rolling on that handshake tour. And we have a Lake Fest tomorrow.
I know.
Lake Fest 2025, Lake Granbury Conference Center, an all-day event of fun. So it opens, doors swing open there with all the vendors, the shopping, the food trucks, the free stuff, and the party patrol, everything at high noon right there all along to Granbury City Beach. So come on out, and then the live music kicks up in the afternoon. And once the sun goes down, the drones go up, and the largest jaw-dropping drone show you will see all year long right there over Lake Granbury.
Take that, Elon.
Yeah.
You see that? That's how it's done.
So we got the full schedule, 921hankfm.com, but we'll all be out there. We'll see you too as well. So good times, and in conjunction, it actually kicked off Cowtown Coliseum last night. And then scooched over to Dickie's PBR Rattler Days. As PBR action and our area Texas Rattlers, of course, we're the official station of. They got that going on, and Dickie's Arena is where all the bull riding will go through Sunday, but tomorrow morning, we're out there live, Hank, in the stockyards. I'll see you with all sorts of pancakes in and outside of Cowtown Coliseum, and these are good pancakes. This is the third year we've done this, and this is all going for the local FFA kids, so it's a great fundraiser for that, and it's pancakes. So we'll be out there for starting early, 9 o'clock, going till noon. In betwixt there, of course, you got the Fort Worth Herd. There's going to be the parade for Rattler Day's parade. Then they have the Tim Love Rattle Battle, where they do all the rattlesnake cooking in Mule Alley at noon.
Have you ever tried that?
It is glorious. Anything Tim Love cooks
for crying out
is ridiculously
loud. I know,
stupid
not
good.
Only that, it's a man who cooks, ladies.
Or you want to get bratty. It's Oktoberfest. Fantastic weather for this, too. Yeah, me and the girlfriend are having a hard time figuring out what to do this weekend.
It's a moral dilemma. I mean, it's not just the rib versus the pudding. It's so much more.
Trinity Park there in Fort Worth, Fort Worth Oktoberfest. We were there at the tapping of the kegs last night. So later has been hosened.
And
this goes on through tomorrow out there. She probably can.
I know.
A lot of haunted houses open up this weekend, too. Texas Motor Speedway has the Summit Racing Lone Star Nationals, so racing and classic cars. There's the Touch a Truck event in Grapevine. It's over there at Grapevine Mills Mall. This is a really cool thing for kids because they get to go up and just, you know, manhandle a fire truck or police car. I mean, that's what
that's
you want to do as a kid.
Yeah.
All sorts of construction equipment there at Grapevine Mills Mall. That's tomorrow. Don't just touch anybody's truck.
Be careful.
Joe Nichols tonight at Billy Bob's. Jimmy Johnson tomorrow. Our Rangers are dead. They round out the regular season. And
dang it.
Go do whatever ball players do when they don't make the playoffs. And our Dallas Cowboys, Sunday Night Football, will travel to Green Bay.
We traded Micah Parsons to the Packers?
And we will play Micah Parsons. Like the Lucas stuff all over again. Yeah.
Sorry!
So, hey, at least, like, you know, you've got TCU, Tarleton, UNT, and even Texas Tech all undefeated in the college ranks. And I'm probably forgetting teams. So we got a lot of college football going on this weekend, which I know is leading your docket there, sports director. What do you have this weekend?
Well, speaking of which,
yeah,
I am starting the weekend with football.
Good.
Because Kevin Lundquist needs my advice and guidance. So I'm heading out to the Alito homecoming game.
Very nice.
It is complete blackout. I don't know if you knew this, yeah, but it's always blackout during the homecoming game, which means I also get a craft. So I'm going to be making some shirts probably. My daughter, I said, do you want a mum? Because I can make you a mum. She said, no, I don't want to make a mum. So she just flared up her signature black jeans. So that's what we'll be doing tonight. Then Sunday, church, Rattlers. At some point, nice. I hope that I will be able to sleep, because then all the other things that you just mentioned are, you know, kind of rolling
around.
Yeah,
I know, man. It's perfect weekend for all of this stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's like a perfect storm of greatness, which is mostly my weekend, too. Yeah, it's going to be Alvarado today with you kids out there, and then Stockyards tomorrow morning, and then heading out to Lake Fest for the rest. So that's tomorrow. And then Sunday, we're gonna try to squeeze in some wedding stuff.
Oh,
so I mean, you know, we're getting there, and
what kind of stuff?
Try to figure it out.
Are you gonna do like the decorations?
Well, hopefully,
or the food,
we'll be able to lock down a venue. So, yeah, I think we've locked down at least one venue. So
they went on lockdown when you guys walked in.
Yeah, it's
I'm sorry.
Yeah, lot 10 over there in downtown parking, but.